This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I think, now that I hear this song, I haven't heard this song for a long time, I always thought this was the best song Queen ever did. Freddie Mercury was at his best. There was something about this song as optimistic. Many of the songs, I was driving around with Miles, my grandson. We went out to play a miniature golf on Sunday, and it was raining, so we couldn't. So we went into the arcade, and we were playing some games. And on the way back, I had the radio on, and Queen was on, and I said, "Miles, do you know who this is?" And he said, "Yeah, that's Freddie Mercury and Queen." I dropped it. It was, I forget which song it was. It was one of the real popular ones. And so I kept asking him, I was quizzing him about some of the other things that were on the radio. And he knew pretty much. If he didn't know, I would say, "Do you know who this is?" And if he'd say no, and then he'd say, "Okay, Gramps, tell me about it," because he knows that I was a disc jockey before I did talk back in the 60s and 70s. And he's just very curious about it. And I think that's the thing that you want to do. You'll do that with Mac, I know, and parents and grandparents. Make your children, your grandchildren, curious. Somehow get them into that curious place where they want to know the answer to this and they want to know the answer to that.
And don't shut them down for asking questions.
Like, no!
No, at a certain age, the child always gets to well, why? Why?
Yeah,
why?
Right.
Keep going. Let your imagination go with it. And then ask them, well, why do you think? Don't just be like, stop asking me that.
Yeah, no. That's where you get into trouble. And that's, you know, you shut people down, that's when they start figuring, they don't necessarily figure things out the right way, but they they figure things out. And sometimes the results of that are not too relatable, shall we say. Speaking of relatable, the National Association of Broadcasters having their annual convention, the radio convention. They have a radio convention, or one that focuses on radio a lot. In the spring, in the fall, they have their television convention. Or, you know, radio and TV are in both of them, but there's a different focus. And so as the continuing focus on AM radio becomes a big discussion topic, not only at the NAB show, but on Capitol Hill, there is, in the House of Representatives this week, the bipartisan legislative push, which is going to get through, be voted. It'll be mandated in all cars. And so that's something that we've certainly been talking about here for a year or more since it first came out, that three or four of the major manufacturers didn't even want to have AM. So this past weekend, because I told you the story about my daughter getting in the car crash last week and her car getting totaled, and they haven't got a new car yet, so I have them using my car out there. And so I rented a car. When I walk around the lot, I usually rent from Enterprise. I like them because they're efficient, they're clean, they're neat, I like them. So the lady's bringing me out into the area where the cars are, and I forget what they call it, but it's you let us pick. You pay them X number of dollars, and they'll pick a car for you. And I like that because oftentimes you get more value that way. And I like to drive a nice car. So they put me into a Ford. It was an SUV. And damned if I couldn't find the AM radio. It took me 15 minutes. There's no instruction on the screen. But the AM is there because at the bottom of the screen, as I'm looking at what they've got set up already, there were a couple of AM stations. And I like to listen in Los Angeles, KFI. I think it's the best talk station, frankly, in a major market in the country. And so, but I couldn't find it. I kept looking, and it was very frustrating. It's like they're trying to make it difficult to use AM radio, and it is very annoying. So anyway, this just because they mandate AM radio in cars doesn't mean it's going to be easy for you to find it or use it. It's very interesting how unsubtle they are when it comes to, maybe I'm just too sensitive to it. Speaking of being sensitive, a lot of talk this week as the jurors find their way into the trial I thought it was interesting because the news media has been outside the courthouse interviewing the people who are there for jury selection in the Donald Trump trial, whatever you want to call it, a fiasco, it's a circus. And so hundreds of potential jurors have been basically pushed out. They need to find 12 people and six alternates. And so one of the people that was dismissed from the jury pool for job-related reasons was interviewed. And the question was, what did you think when you saw Donald Trump in person? And this lady said it was jarring to see him there. She was about 30 feet from Trump. She said, I'd never seen him in person before. And you see somebody blown up larger than life in the news media for so many years, to see him in
person. And then you realize
person.
They are real human.
Yeah, they're human beings, exactly. The
flesh
person.
And blood.
Yeah, right. It's amazing how we hold people to be godlike. I don't know whether that's my theme today, thinking of the sun and God and how everything works, but, you know, and I think sometimes these people have a complex that sort of is like they have a God complex. That they are all powerful, and I'm not saying that that's just for Trump. I think we all know people in our lives who are not necessarily religious leaders, but they want you to pay attention to them. It's like they were missing something when they were kids. You know, pay any attention. Oh, come on, mommy, I'm sitting over here. Pay attention to me. Anyway, speaking of religious leaders. There was an attack on a group of religious leaders in Sydney, Australia. This is interesting. It was a terror-related incident, so the police say, and they're looking for information. So the reason I bring this up is because there's extremist activity going on all over the world. Have you noticed that? Just jarring stuff. The Russian thing, what's going on in the Middle East, and the tentacles of the Iranians, and what's going on with them, and then the stuff that's going on in Australia. There have been all kinds of things going on. So they have the new joint counterterrorism team in Australia that's investigating the stuff that's going on, stabbings and shootings. And this kid was 16 years old. They arrested the other day, restrained by members of the congregation in a church. So he just goes after him.
Yeah.
During a sermon in the church.
And we've seen this happening a lot. You would think that a church would be off limits. A church is, and it just isn't. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this, when it comes to the whole terror organizations of things, sometimes it is an actual member, or they are members of an organization. Other times it's people who are idolizing these organizations and want to be a part of it. And so they act independently on an unofficial behalf of these organizations.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't know. The world is so damn crazy, and people are so crazy. Yeah. Let me go back to Trump for a second. I know, speaking of crazy. So there's also some information that's out today that 57% of the people who live in this country, and this is a large poll, 16,000 people, I think, there were, and this is Republicans and Democrats, pretty much equally matched. 57% of Americans, which is a new high, say Trump's crimes are serious. And yet if you talk to people, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who's a very, very good friend of mine. And I don't know how we got off on this because we don't usually talk politics because he knows where I'm coming from and it isn't where he's coming from. And so if you're good friends, you just don't have those conversations. Why bother?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't. There are some people who ruin friendships because they don't like you because you are supporting this political candidate. That's sick.
If you don't
That's
share the
crazy.
Same opinion, then you don't deserve
oh my
to be
God.
A part of their life. That people have
right.
that kind of mentality. It's very sad.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, there's a YouGov poll that's out that shows this majority saying that he shouldn't be allowed to be president if he is convicted. So, is this the trial? Is this the linchpin trial? For a lot of people, it is. The hush money thing is a, you know.
Well, if he was convicted, he wouldn't be allowed to vote, right? So if you're not even allowed to vote, how can you be able to run for president? When you just look at it like that, take the Trump out of it. If you
We're in a gray area here.
Convicted felon, you are not allowed to vote. So how would you be able to still run if you can't even vote?
I don't know. This is a gray area. Obviously, never has... there's no precedent for this.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah. Really is.
The worst phrase ever.
Yep. What, unprecedented?
Unprecedented times. These are unprecedented times.
In Las Vegas, a lawyer and his wife were killed during a custody fight for children from their previous marriages. This is the wackiest. Today is whack day, I guess.
This is almost a movie kind of situation.
It was the woman's, they're
fighting for the custody of the woman's children from a previous marriage, and this has been a long, like, going on for years, and they were shot during this hearing by the woman's former father-in-law, who was acting as a lawyer, who is a lawyer and was a lawyer in these
proceedings. It is a movie. Yeah.
He shot them and then turned the gun on himself.
Well, 77 years old, Joseph Houston shot himself. This is a courtroom. I thought you couldn't bring guns. They have those metal detectors. You go into the courtroom. How do they get the guns in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so her parents are going to continue their daughter's fight for custody of her children, because they were like, no, she was never going to give up on them. It's a whole situation. And apparently they feel that they need to get these kids out of that family with their father, and if this is their biological grandfather,
time for a change in venue for sure. Why? What people in their performances?
It's sad.
Strange. All right, well, let's venture forward here on Good Day. We find the time to be guilty, 18 past the hour.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book. He's written a number of books called, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you."
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, 23 after the hour. It's social media time on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, focused on this couple, first of all, who accidentally got divorced. We're talking about divorces and stuff, and that last story wasn't very fun. This is kind of funny, in a manner of speaking, Jay. The lawyer clicked the wrong button on an online portal.
Yeah, so, the wrong case. It was the wrong couple.
Right, yeah. A final order for a divorce of a former couple, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, accidentally applied for by solicitors at this law firm. They checked in and clicked the wrong button. The error was made after the lawyers intended to complete a divorce for another client, but opened the case file by mistake. Mr. and Mrs. Williams split in 2023 after 21 years together. Middle of sorting out financial arrangements when the accidental divorce was granted to them.
They were not together anymore, heading for a divorce, but they were still trying to finalize a lot
Let's
of their situation all of a sudden, like, right. Oh, we're divorced. I know a lot of judges will declare people legally separated, legally single, while they try to, so that they can be free to go do, you know, other things and meet other people and all of that stuff, but they're not officially divorced until they finish all of the, like, monetary stuff and division of assets.
Technology ain't it grand. All right, here's a top psychology group urging technology companies to take greater steps to protect adolescents' mental health. Another argument here of many, one of many arguments about social media platforms and the fact that they are not suitable for young people. They are built for adults. And we go on and on. This is like an endless discussion, Jay. The notifications that are there to young people whose developing brains are less able to disengage from a lot of experiences, so they see these things. They're distracted. But I can see it in Miles all the time. Whenever we're in a restaurant, let's say it's a place that's doing sports things, he's like mesmerized, like in a trance. Looking at this
and
stuff.
And adults are that way, too. So it's even worse when it comes to, like, to kids and all of that stuff. And then your self-worth. And we've, I don't know if you've heard of doom scrolling, where you just kind of scroll through and you just read all this awful stuff on social media. And it's like,
What's it all about? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, be careful of this technology. We can say it 100 times a day. It means something to some folks, and it doesn't mean anything to other folks because they use these tools. Well, a lot of parents use this stuff as a babysitter for their children. as much as, you know, it's crazy stuff. But it is a, it's something that is all over the social media part of the technology of the devices. It certainly has become probably the most important landmark in all of these discussions about Facebook and Instagram and, you know, even WhatsApp, the X stuff. It's, you know, the average teenager
spends. X is a dumpster fire.
Yeah. It's becoming more so, it would seem. So we're not even on X, right? Were we ever on?
We are, but the main ones are Meta owned Facebook and Instagram. But when you go look at X, it is just anger, people fighting, violence, violent videos. Yeah. It's just, my goodness. Yeah. It's not a happy place anymore.
No, and what's the reason for it? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Mm-hmm. Here's information for 73 million of the former AT&T customers. This information, remember we talked about this last week about how it all got posted on the dark web, the data breach. And so AT&T is trying to somehow or other keep this thing under control. Because the stuff keeps getting leaked on the dark web, AT&T finally confirmed that 7.5 million customers who are account holders are vulnerable. So if I were an AT&T customer, I'd be getting out of there in the next 5 minutes, frankly. So there we bring you updated on at least that situation. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff, skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. 7 jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. Boeing facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues as testified by their quality engineer and whistleblower Sam Salaport in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salaport cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. The NBA has banned a Toronto Raptors player for breaching the league's gambling regulations. An investigation revealed that Jontay Porter shared confidential information with sports bettors. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I don't know what gives me goosebumps, listening to that line or listening to the music behind the lines. Yeah, how about that? Crank that up a little bit, because everybody recognizes Gone with the Wind. All right. The music just does it. That's timeless, isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. Isn't that music time? I have goosebumps listening to that. It is that kind of music, the John Williams music. You want to compare it to some of the great movie themes of our time, certainly the Star Wars themes, the Indiana Jones themes, the things that we all recognize at the drop of it, the first note. It's like if they would put those on to, what's that show, Name That Tune, right? that's been revived. A lot of the earlier game shows have all been revived. Jane Krasinski, is that her name? She was on Krasinski.
Jane Krasinski. Is that the one that she hosts? I feel like there are
name
so
that
many.
Tune.
And then what was the one that Jamie Foxx and his daughter were doing? It was Beach
Shazam.
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good show. Is it still on since he has come back? Did somebody else do it?
Nick Cannon take over?
Nick Cannon did it, for a while. He wasn't good at it. He's such a likable character. He just seems to be very likable. Not Cannon.
Jamie Foxx. I'm surprised. I never watched it with Jamie Foxx or Nick Cannon. But that's kind of shocking that Nick Cannon wasn't a good host, because he's the host
Masked
Singer.
Masked Singer. Yeah, he does a radio show, national radio show in the morning every day. It's interesting.
He's another Ryan Seacrest.
Well, he is an American. Steve Harvey does the same thing. Steve Harvey does a morning show from either Atlanta or Los Angeles, depending on where he is, with Family Feud.
Oh, and then the Family Feud,
Other thing, the judge thing that he's doing. And he's really come of age. And I think Nick Cannon has as well. And I'm trying to think of other men. Ryan, all those guys have done pretty much the same thing, although Ryan did it earlier. He set his mind to it. And he used to go, one of the great stories, in order to ingratiate himself to Dick Clark and to Larry King, he would find out how he found out, I don't know. But when he went to Los Angeles, he was a disc jockey as a kid on a big Atlanta station, and then he got a job. And I think it was on Kiss. I think that's where he's always been, in Los Angeles. No, I mean, there was another station the day before he went to Kiss. Anyway, so he's like 23 when he gets to Los Angeles, and he makes up his mind that he wants to be just like Dick Clark when he grows up. So he gets himself into a circumstance where he meets Dick Clark, and somehow or other Dick Clark, he said the right thing, so Dick Clark paid attention to him, and they had a couple of meals together, and then they started working together. And the rest, as they say, is history. Look at anything Dick Clark was involved in, now Ryan's involved in. From the New Year's Rockin' Eve stuff to some of the other programs that were done by Dick Clark Productions. And he also did the same thing to ingratiate himself with Larry King. I remember the story of him finding out when Larry King was going to arrive in Los Angeles, and he goes to the airport, meets him, and picks up his bags and brings him to the car. So this just, smart. He was smart. He recognized what he wanted.
And now today they would call that stalking, and he would get a restraining order.
I don't know. Well,
but back then, he did it at the right time.
Yep, he did. Pretty impressive, actually. He's an inspiration. Now, last episode of Wheel of Fortune with Sajak is in June, and then they start doing the new season in August. And because what most people don't realize, they say, how can these guys do so much stuff? In terms of the thing that takes the most time for Ryan, other than the radio stuff that he does, is doing American Idol. That is, you got to trek. It takes about 3 months to do all of that.
They can't bulk record that one. With Wheel of Fortune, they can bulk record.
Five shows a day. Mm-hmm. In 21 days, they're all done for the whole season. And for that, you get $8 million. Not a bad deal. Right? I had him. I've told this story before, and it's just coming back into my mind because I saw the show that I was offered on the Game Show Network the other night. It was an old version of the show. And you know what? I can't even remember. I remember the premise of it, but the guy who got the job instead of me was somebody who was sort of like Mark Summers, a traditional game show host. That's what he did. The guys that came in during the era when it all started, the 50s, when Bud Collier, for example, was the host of any number of game shows, and McMahon was too. It was just, and it grew into this whole big game show network thing. And so, anyway, I'm off on a tangent. This is aimed at being an inspirational program, the Good Day Show, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, trying to get into the action and trying to drive purposefully the conversation away from politics into other areas. I aim for lots of information. Like, I was just reading something about whether or not to take mineral supplementation. You know, we always talk about vitamins. Mm-hmm. It's vitamins. I haven't taken my vitamins today. But how many of you take minerals? It's vitamins and minerals. Oftentimes, the minerals are all put together as long as they're not synthetic. I know that Standard Process, which is the company that I use because it's all natural, and Jack Stockwell represents them, the minerals are kind of put together, two or three different mineral supplements. But the point of me bringing it up now is that you ought not to, in, you know, I've said, I take enough pills every day. Well, that's not necessarily the most intelligent way to look at it.
Well, especially because you're wasting, your body will flush out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what you don't need. If you take too much, you're spending money on too many of these things. Your body's just flushing it out. You don't need it.
Yep,
but
right.
With minerals, magnesium. I think that magnesium is underrepresented a lot.
Yeah.
People don't realize how important that really is.
Potassium.
Yes.
Yep.
And I always get confused on when it does come to magnesium, because I hear different stories where some say, no, you should take it orally in a pill. And then others are like, no, magnesium is best as a topical. Maybe that's something that our doctor can tell us.
Yeah, that's a good question. I've always taken it as a supplement. You know, I have the mineral is a five different minerals in one capsule that you take from Standard Process, and that's what I take. But I think, you know, there are lots of them around. Just make sure you're not taking something that's synthetic. All right, let's move to St. Louis for a really bizarre, very bizarre story. A judge this week has awarded $23 million to a police officer who was beaten almost to death by his colleagues. The judge giving the money to former police officer Luther Hall, who was badly injured in an attack. He was an undercover cop involved with protesters, and so he was the police didn't know he was a policeman, and obviously, if he's undercover, people don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And so there were some protests following the acquittal of a St. Louis police officer who was charged with killing a black man. And so in all of this stuff, this officer is trying to infiltrate the protesters to get to the bottom of what's going on. And so there happened to have been an encounter, and the three police officers who were, this guy sued these three guys, it's not important what their names are because nobody knows who they are anyway, for their roles in the attack.
Is this something that we would call irony? Because these protests were following the acquittal of a former police officer on charges of murdering a black man, and then you have this situation that immediately followed it. It's like, seriously?
So, but think about all the times that we talk about these things. You know, the Black Lives Matter thing has been overcooked. I've said that a number of times.
I think it's been hijacked.
Movement. Yeah. Well, that's, Al Sharpton.
It's been hijacked by people. It's like, it's kind of like the situation with protesters versus rioters. They are not the same.
No.
But yeah, protesters get a bad name because of the rioters who come out with the intent to cause chaos.
Yep, right. And that's the whole thing about January 6th, which is another can of worms. But let's go back to this circumstance that you're talking about, and then couple it with a conversation that we had earlier about the situation with the Boston Marathon, where police officers in Newton deliberately made it impossible for groups of black people to watch black runners in the race. So this is the kind of stuff, and you just wonder what the root of this ignorance is. Why is it that white people, some white people, have this thing about black people? What is it? Why? Why does it happen? It's just, you know, you white people, some people think we're better than black people, or what is it? I'm smarter than you, I'm stronger than you, I'm better than you, I'm whatever it is than you.
Well, and you have stereotyping, and it's just, it's gone too far. This is 2024. Yes. This should not even be the topic of conversation yet. It still is, and yet we're still talking about the first person to do this of this race or ethnicity, the first person to do that. And it's like, why? Yes, we've come a long way when you think about it, but we've not come far enough.
So here's another Sarah, I chuckle because I see these things, they're like magnets, right? They just jump out of the screen at you. And this is an Ohio story. Maybe you know more about this. A guy named William Brock is accused of shooting an Uber driver several times outside of his South Charleston, Ohio home. He believed that she was working with a scammer to extort him. This is really something else. Where people's minds go, and I can't help but think that a lot of this stuff, this guy was 81 years old, and he shot the driver, mistakenly believing that she was working with somebody that was trying to get money from him. When I look at these sorts of things, I think, and this guy's a black guy. I don't know whether the woman was black or white who was driving the Uber car, and shouldn't make any difference. He told police that prior to the shooting, he'd gotten threatening phone calls from somebody who claimed to be one of his relatives, and the guy was being held in jail. I mean, there was a whole kind of a weird thing. Mm-hmm. So she shows up in the Uber car, he thinks that she's there as part of the extortion. And I think it's clear. I think he's got a little dementia going for him here, and he sees somebody strange in the driveway. He shoots her.
Mm-hmm. And she had a dash cam on her car.
Yeah, and that's all. It recorded all of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yep. It's heartbreaking. And a lot of people think about when you're doing these Ubers or Lyfts and stuff, it's dangerous for the passenger. It's dangerous for the driver as well. You do not know each other. You don't know these people.
Nope, nobody trusts anybody under the circumstances these days. What a tragedy. 48 after the hour, this is Inside the World on Good Day.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 after the hour, good day time. I'm Doug Steffen with Warren Eckstein, who is one of my best radio friends, and he's your dog's best friend. Most of the things we talk about here, honestly, are about dogs, but in his program every weekend, he focuses on all kinds of advice for animal lovers and animal owners, and certainly one of the things that you can apply is his, in terms of loving the animals, what he's prepared for you with hugs and kisses is something that is not, you can't duplicate it. And so he has the product that you can get for your dog and your cat, a mix of minerals and vitamins. And then he has the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund that he gives the profits to so that the dogs and cats that need taken care of can be taken care of by the money. You have different people that are after you all the time, right, for give some of the money for that you've gotten from Hugs and Kisses to their effort, whatever it may be.
What the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is, it's kind of like the United Way for Pets. We only give to the smallest mom-and-pop organizations around the country, the people that have a garage sale to raise $50 to spay or neuter an animal. So we raise money, and then we donate it. Everything. I pay for everything. You know, there's no money that comes out, no expenses that come out. Every penny that comes into Hugs and Kisses goes directly. And so far, we've helped organizations, small mom-and-pop groups in every state, and continue to do so. And these are people that really need the help. I mean, the big organizations, they do great work, but they have fundraisers and meetings and things. I'm talking about where there's five people working together in Omaha to save a few animals that need some money and just don't have it. And that's what we try to do is help those small mom and pop groups.
All right, you know the song, If You Could Talk to the Animals, la 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 la. So if you could talk to your pet, Warren wants to know what you would ask him or her. And that's a pretty good question, actually. Isn't it? What have you found out? And you have to have done some research on this, pal.
Yeah, you know, people ask their pets, you know, they'll say, am I a good guardian? Do I feed you enough? Do I exercise you enough? Do I love you enough? Do I spend enough time with you? What else can I do to make your life better? My dog said nothing. We have the perfect life right now. So there's a lot.
Of course he did.
Do I spend enough time with you? Do I take your needs into consideration? Or are my needs more important? For example, if I'm in a hurry, do I make your walks a little shorter? Doug, the line is that you really... I think that's what our pets would ask us, whether it be a dog, whether it be a horse. And I would also say, do you really love me? Do I do everything you need me to do? I think that the bottom line is this. If you're a really good pet guardian, you don't need your dog or cat to talk to you. You know exactly what they want. And just by watching them every day. So it's kind of a funny question. What would your dog, what would you ask your dog or cat if you had the opportunity? And I just watch them every day and I see what their needs are and kind of jump in accordingly. But it's kind of interesting, you know, what kind of job would you have? So interesting stuff like that that people came up with.
They all have their jobs. They have their jobs. They do. They're protecting you. Whenever anybody gets close to the pickup truck that Daisy and I spend our days in, and I'm not in the truck, she gets a little possessive of it, which is something kind of cool, actually. Don't come and mess with my area.
They're just good friends, Doug.
Yeah, it is. All right, L.A. Times today reporting on a man and his dog safe after their plane went into the drink off of Rancho Palos Verdes Sunday afternoon. How do these things happen under the surface?
I want to know who the pilot was. Was the dog the pilot or was the guy the pilot? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
when the plane went down.
Yeah. It doesn't identify the man. It does tell the stories of how they saved the guy and the dog. The plane sank. Divers went into the ocean. They weren't worried about the plane. They just wanted to make sure that the dog and the owner were okay, and they swam to shore, and they're fine.
You know, there's a parallel to that, Doug. There's really a parallel to that. You know, when people drive in their cars and they take their dog with them, the bottom line is very often the dog gets excited. He sees another dog or whatever, and he may jump on your lap and hit the whatever. So the bottom line is when you're driving with a dog in a car, they should always be either in a kennel or at least in a seatbelt at that point, because a lot of accidents occur because dogs get excited, they jump on the owner while they're driving. So that could have happened in a plane as well.
I'm not buying that for a second. Daisy sits right next to me. She cuddles up with me. She'll stick her nose in my ear and give me a lick. I'm not putting her in.
But if you had to, God forbid, jam on your brakes, Daisy would go right through the windshield or right through you and be dangerous. I do the same thing. But you know what? My dogs, no one loves my dogs, but my dogs, when they're in the car with me, they're in a kennel. So if, God forbid, there is an accident, at least they're going to be safe.
I get that. You hear the story about the United Airlines flight that was diverted because the dog pooped in first class?
I saw that. I love that. I love that story. Sure, blame it on the dog. That's what I've been on flights. Blame it on the dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, we end with a poop story. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.